So one day, talking of soul tune, I'll tell you a funny story. We were doing some concert for Baba. You know, we were in Bangalore. Beautiful big hall, wooden floor, door this side, door that side. And we were each one doing a little play for Baba. Each one, because Baba wanted to play. So within 5 days, every day we were doing these little plays. Some with humor, some with depth, whatever. Now, we went many, at the most we were, say, 30 women. So you can't do so many plays because you didn't have enough actors of us. So each one would go to the other, charm somebody to come into my play, grab this one before you can go, and then you see. So I knew Nureena wanted me in one of her plays, and I was trying to avoid Nureena. Now, Nureena had a way of saying, darling, that can mean very different things at different times. So, of course, Baba's was always, darling, that was separate. But for us, you always knew when. So I was avoiding Nureena. And if I saw her coming up the stairs from here, I suddenly remember I had something else to do, turn around, rush to the other room, get down from the others, and miss Nureena. But she was a lady, determined lady. One day, we got caught on the stairs. I couldn't turn around and run away. She, of course, wasn't on the bus. And all she said was, darling. And I said, no. No, Nureena. I said, do you realize, Nureena? I've gotten this plane, I've gotten that plane, and Mansari wants me in this, and so-and-so wants me in that. And by the way, Mansari wanted me in a play called Earth. She became the Earth. She had long hair. She had really long hair. Although straight, but still it was lengthy. And I was to be the voice from heaven. I was to stand outside. And Mansari in a white sari depicted the Earth. And she had this pages and pages of speech saying about, you know, it's time you came down. You should look after the Earth. We are in trouble, and blah, 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 whatever. And I had to answer the voice from heaven, from God's voice. And before that, I had a piece of tin. I was like the, you know, the thunder, lightning, ta-da-da. But then I thought, poor Baba. I mean, this kind of thing is not Baba's cup of tea. He wants a little entertainment. You know, the captain of the ship doesn't want to talk of ships when he comes on shore, right? So I thought, oh dear. So what I did was I skipped paragraphs. I'd get to the last line, the clue, and immediately Mansari from inside would pick up, not knowing that I skipped a whole chunk. So, and at the end she says, that's wonderful, you know. It really went much faster than I thought. I said, you're right, Mansari. You're right. Anyway, so here was Nureena. And she said, I said, no, Nureena. I've got to be in this one. And Mansari asked me, I said, no, so-and-so, this thing, da-da-da. But she said, but darling, it's so easy. Now, I'm tempted. Easy? What is it, Nureena? What? All you have to do is be Jesus Christ. I said, Jesus Christ. Nureena, you couldn't mean that. I said, me? She said, yeah. I said, look, Nureena, the best person to be Jesus Christ is you. I mean, she says you don't have to be seen. You just have to have the cross on the shoulder. We put our tea cozies on the head this way. I tell you, tea cozies are very useful. Yeah. You want to become the Pope, or you want to become the wise man, whatever it is, put the tea cozies, have a cushion with some gifts on it. But we did that, you see. But now, Nureena wanted my help to tell Sultan, Baidul's wife, and her daughter, Daula. I said, you know, please explain. I was the only one who could talk Dari, Gauruni, the Irani. And please explain to them, said Nureena, that they are to be flower women. And the Sultan already had her Mahnu from Iran, like my grandmother used to wear, you know, right round with a magenta, shiny material. You just, your face showed like a nun. Very lovely. And they were to be flower women in the bazaar, and when Jesus passes by, they were to get up very gently, slowly, and tenderly scatter the flowers after him as he leaves. He's leaving, he's walking just with that cross, that which was made out of cardboard, you know, a cross. Fine. As a sultan, mommy, do this and do that. Yes, today was so sweet, so gracious. Now, they hadn't practiced with real flowers. So when the day came and they had these real flowers, they were so engrossed in the flowers, they forgot about Jesus. So, you know, it was very lovely. I don't blame them. And Jesus goes by, and they don't even know it. Suddenly, the daughter sees, and she looks up and she says to Sultan, Mao, Norina Hosho. Norina has gone, not even Jesus. And, hey, Norina shows. Really, Norina has gone. So they both jump up, and practically, you know, all the flowers fall on the ground. There's no question of slowly walk. All those artistic things that we had shown them. And they see Norina's there, and we are here. We're supposed to be where she is. So they are going, you know. And Norina over there almost faints in my arm and says, ah, they are galloping. So, that's over. Now, at the end, Baba always calls the people concerned, you know, gives them his love and appreciation, that you did it with so much love. And he just liked it, and which part he liked, and, you know, Baba would always play up very beautifully. So when Norina came, she said, Norina, best. I mean, you really made me happy. Tell you what part I like best. She said, darling, which? Baba said, the very end.
Oh, you naughty!